Madam Vice Chair, Mr. High Commissioner, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. The government of the Kingdom of Lesotho aligns itself with the statement delivered by the Democratic Republic of Congo on behalf of the African group. We also wish to express our gratitude to the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, Mr. Filippo Grandi, for his introductory statement, and above all, for his leadership as the head of UNHCR. Mr. High Commissioner, in your statement, you have rightly highlighted the current context of the management of refugees, internally displaced persons, asylum seekers, and stateless persons throughout the world, without forgetting the noble work carried out every day by the staff of the UNHCR, to whom we pay a vibrant tribute. Vice Chair, allow me to shed light on the progress, obstacles, and recommended actions related to refugees program in Lesotho. This initiative embodies our unwavering commitment to aid those escaping conflict and persecution. It is imperative that we assess our achievements, confront the challenges we encounter, and outline a path forward to guarantee that we can continue offering refuge, support, and optimism to those who need it most. On progress, the refugee program in Lesotho has successfully extended safety and shelter to a significant number of refugees fleeing their home countries in search of safety. Through reception centers and protection support systems, we have provided a secure shelter for these individuals and their families. Despite the hurdles, we have made substantial progress in ensuring that refugee children have access to education. Numerous initiatives and partnerships have been established to offer educational opportunities, enabling refugee children to construct a more promising future. Efforts have been deployed to deliver health care services to refugees, including establishment of medical clinics within refugee camps and collaboration with healthcare organizations. These measures ensure that refugees receive essential medical care. Lesotho's health centers have also been equipped with civil registry facilities so that new births from refugee families are registered in Lesotho's civil registry database. Community integration initiatives have also been launched to promote unity and understanding between refugees and their host communities. These endeavors have contributed to a decrease in tensions and an enhancement of social cohesion. Madam Vice Chair, the Kingdom of Lesotho, with assistance from UNHCR and other UN agencies, is pleased to announce that it has just completed a study on internally displaced persons, which is intended to inform policy decisions on the issue. The study has discovered that we have several factors that contribute to the problem, such as development projects, disasters, as well as violence. Lastly, in terms of reference on statelessness and subsequent action plan have been reviewed and disseminated to stakeholders with a view to finalizing them. This will pave way for comprehensive study on the issue in Lesotho. Turning on challenges, resource constraints still remain an issue. A significant challenge we face is the limitation of resources. Similar to many other nations, Lesotho grapples with financial and resource constraints, impacting in quality and extent of services we can provide. Although we have made headway, refugees' access to education and employment opportunities remains restricted. Language barriers, issues related to credential recognition, and economic constraints hinder the successful integration of refugees into society. Despite existence of health care services, certain refugees still encounter barriers in accessing specialized medical care. These impediments include transportation issues, insufficient awareness, and cultural factors. We are much aware that we need to work on reinforcing our legal framework in order to protect and uphold the rights of refugees aligning with international conventions. Madam Vice Chair, in conclusion, Lesotho's refugee program has achieved commendable milestones in providing security and assistance to those in need. Nevertheless, it is crucial that we acknowledge the challenges and unite to address them. Through increased funding, expanded educational and vocational opportunities, improved healthcare access, strengthened legal protections, and promotion of community engagement, we can ensure that our refugee program continues to make a significant positive impact on the lives of those seeking refuge within our borders. Finally, Vice Chair, while we look forward to the Global Refugee Forum in December, the Kingdom of Lesotho would like to echo the statement of the African Group in supporting the work done by the UNHCR throughout the world and encourage donors to continue their commitments inherent in caring for refugees, internally displaced persons, and stateless persons in Africa. I thank you.